The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And the shows we're going to be, the performances we're going to be covering today include a concert by the All-American Boys Chorus at Doudna Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University Saturday night, a program they're calling A Salute to America's Music. I'll be talking with their director, Wesley Martin, coming up this half hour. And in the next half hour, we'll have live in our studio three of the members of the Arcadia Chamber Players, who are based in Champaign-Urbana. They're giving their annual spring concert at the studio of one of their members, pianist Deborah Suter, which is in Urbana, a program that is wonderfully varied, as theirs always are. And as I say, we'll have a live preview of that on the program today. Live and Local is one of the many shows, of course, that you get every day here on FM 90.9, and therefore it's one of the many programs that your dollars support when you contribute to WILL. And this being our spring pledge drive, we're certainly going to give you opportunities to do that on today's show. And remind you just right up front that the telephone number where you can call to make that contribution is 217-244-0025, 244-0025, or you can do it online at willpledge.org. Stay tuned for my conversation with the director of the All-American Boys Chorus. That is the All-American Boys Chorus. They are based in California, and so it's appropriate that as part of their Salute to America's Music program, they are going to be doing, and the concert, a Beach Boys medley. In any event, they certainly do it as part of their occasional show, and that comes off of their CD called On Tour. Their director is Wesley Martin, and he will be with us very shortly. But first, I want to remind you that in order to keep programs like WILL's Live and Local on the air, we do need your financial support. And so this is day two of our spring pledge period. And as you probably heard yesterday, day one was sort of a freebie as far as you're concerned, because many listeners already called in advance and pledged enough money that we were able to cancel the first day of the drive. So we had the day of the drive, but we didn't actually do anything with it other than say thank you very much. Now we're going to say thank you very much when you make your phone call or online contribution with your pledge for today. Our goal is 1,100 calls of support or pledges of support of some kind or another during this drive. Our goal for the month of April is to raise $250,000. And so both of those very important. You can make your help us make the first step on Live and Local. Be the first caller to support this particular program. The phone number is 217-244-0025. And the web address is willpledge.org, willpledge.org. With me right now is Mark Leonard, who is the general manager here at WILL.
Well, it's nice to be able to join you, Kevin, and nice to be able to turn to our listeners and say, do you like Live and Local? Do you enjoy the fact that we, on a daily basis, are able to feature the performing arts community locally? Then give us a call of support and let us know that we are meeting one of your needs, because this is a really good example of a program that is unique to WILL and wouldn't be available anywhere else, and brings many people through our studio and in turn into your car or your living room who you may be exposed to for the first time and also have an opportunity to perhaps see for the first time at local performance venues. It's a way of us hopefully strengthening our local performing arts community, featuring our local performance arts community, and meshing it with something that we do, which is finding music of great interest and bringing it to a large audience. It's what public radio and what WILL have done for years and would like to continue doing. Now, Kevin, through me, when you said we're in day two, I was thinking, boy, day one went really quickly, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Day one went quickly as a result of the people who signed on already, because people have told us in the past, or asked us in the past, why are pledge drives necessary? Well, pledge drives help to pay a large portion of the cost of operating WILL. They're also a great opportunity for us to bring in new members, explaining why public support, public radio is essential. And yet, at the same time, we are open to ways to reducing the number of minutes and the number of days that we spend asking for your support. And yesterday was a successful demonstration of that, because people just sent in checks. They made a commitment because they understand that relationship. We'd like to take more days off this drive. And you know what? If we have a strong amount of support, we will be able to do that. So why not make that call right now at 217-244-0025 and invest in public radio and invest in particular in Live and Local.
It's a fair bet, although I don't have the facts to prove this, the statistics to prove this, that this particular show does have at least some listeners who are different from our regular classical listeners, simply because a lot of the music that we have on our program today is not classical. Many times it is. Today happens to be, we happen to have some classical music on the program, but we try to cover performances that are happening in of just about any kind of acoustic music that is in the area. And I have discovered over the 3+ years now of doing the show that variety is seemingly endless. We cover the blues, we cover jazz, we cover all kinds of old-time music, we'll cover bluegrass, we of course classical music as well. And today's program happens to have a boys' chorus, which in itself represents a mix. We've already heard music by the Beach Boys, of all people, right at the front. And we'll be having some music by Leonard Bernstein coming up in a little bit when we talk to the director of the choir. And then we'll be talking with the Arcadia Chamber Players, who themselves represent, by coming here and doing a live performance for us, they represent the other sort of thing that we try to do on the program, which is, as often as possible, have these folks come in and play live on the show so that you have really a very firsthand idea of what these people might sound like in live performance, and hopefully encourage you to go out and hear them in live performance. And that's the way in which we support them, by helping them to get an audience. But also, we support you by helping you to find out about the many sorts of things that you could be going to hear live in your in our listening area, but may not otherwise know about if it weren't for Live and Local. If you appreciate this kind of a service, please give us a call at 217-244-0025 or go online at willpledge.org.
That's a really good point, Kevin, what we are doing is hopefully contributing to the health of the performing arts community throughout our region, that advertising is expensive for any sort of organization, for-profit or nonprofit, but nonprofits quite often find that it's the advertising budget that is the first to be cut and is very, very expensive. And yet, how do you bring new audiences to your venue, bring new audiences to new performers and unknown performers? That's hard. So Live and Local is our chance for us to give promotion to all of the wonderful performing arts venues throughout our entire region, as well as the performers of our area. Hopefully, you have taken advantage of some of these sneak previews and gone and visited and supported the rich cultural community that we live in central Illinois. If that's important to you, if you recognize that that is a unique way to contribute to a community, why not help to support it with an investment right now at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Wesley Martin, who is music director and conductor of the All-American Boys Chorus, based in Southern California. They are going to be performing Saturday at Eastern Illinois University's Dowdna Fine Arts Center in Charleston for a 7:30 concert, a program that they are calling A Salute to America's Music. Which is not a bad program for an Australian. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
And is that particular theme just because you are the All-American Boys Chorus, or is there any occasion for having that theme for this particular tour season?
Well, we like to sort of do a nice broad sweep of America's musical heritage, so it sort of suits... It suits that sort of thing. I mean, we do some stuff from the movies. We do some more folk sort of like thing, Americana, Broadway stuff. There really is a very broad sweep of just about everything. So the audience is, there's something there for every audience member to enjoy.
The publicity material for the All American Boys Chorus makes quite a point of saying, please don't refer to us as some other version of, you know, that things people could easily mix things up. And I would assume that part of that is because there's this group called the American Boy Choir, and then there's the All-American Boys Chorus, and you guys are at complete opposites of the country. They're in Princeton, and you guys are in Southern California. You've been around for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain amount of effort that needs to be made to distinguish you from that ensemble? If you show up somewhere, do you have people come to shows thinking, oh, I'm going to hear the American Boy Choir, and they might be surprised for one reason or another that that's not who they're hearing?
Well, if they have been surprised, no one's left before the concert started, thankfully. I mean, there is a little bit of confusion. More often than not, it's like the All-American Boys Choir sort of thing, other than chorus. And I think chorus and choir these days, at least, are like interchangeable terms. There are a lot of similarities, I guess, between the American Boy Choir and us. They have a full-time school. Their boys are all boarders in their full-time school. They can hit the road any time. We've got a little bit more, being an after-school program, we've got to be a little bit more judicious as to when we pull the boys out of school. And our repertoire is probably a little bit more aimed towards the entertainment end of the spectrum. I like to think that our programs are out there and they're going to entertain, they're going to inspire and uplift. That's the kind of criteria I look for when I'm building a program.
Well, they, for example, typically do half of a concert, at least as I've seen, in what's essentially Anglican boy choir attire, and I'm guessing you guys don't do that.
No, typically no. We are doing a little section. We do have some costume changes, if I can refer to them that way, and we are doing a small section of classical boy choir repertoire, and the boys are wearing cassocks and surplices for that. But then, you know, the next time you see them, they're wearing, like, cowboy hats and Hawaiian shirts. So, yeah, we break it up a lot.
So you do things that you have them wear somewhat what's appropriate to whatever rep they happen to be singing at the moment.
That's right, yeah.
Talk a little bit about the process of becoming a member of the All-American Boys Chorus, because people can actually explore this in detail on the website, because it's actually laid out there for them. But it's quite a it sounds like a regimented process you have to go through to make it into the touring chorus, at least.
This is true. It's very well structured. I prefer to use the word structured. And boys, children in general, but boys in particular, I think, really respond well to structure and well laid out steps where they have to move through a certain process, like a graded curriculum sort of thing. A boy will come and audition for me initially, and then 6 to 8 weeks after that initial audition, we retest them to see how they're going. And then if they're successful there, they move into our training program where they have to do several things. The main focus is on memorizing 39 songs, which comprise our core repertoire. And then when a boy's done that, he's earned his red shirt, and he moves up into what we call the concert chorus. We have about 70 of those boys at the moment. And those, from the concert chorus, we select the boys that are going to be going on tour. So it's quite a thing. It's quite a thing to get to that point where you're actually getting on the bus and hitting the road.
And it's 36 boys in the touring chorus?
We're bringing 29 with us this time. So it's always around about 30 or so.
And that's not because you had to kick three of them out because they didn't do what they were supposed to do or something
no,
like that?
Well, it's our spring tour. It being school time over here, we do bring two teachers with us on the road, and the boys bring, you know, a ton of schoolwork that we try and fit in on the trip as well. But it can be a little tricky taking boys out of school.
How long a tour are you on?
It's relatively short, I'd say. It's about 10 days.
And this is part of, this is 10 days out of an occasional tour schedule that takes them out for a certain amount of time for the year?
In recent times, we've been doing usually about two tours a year. We do about a 10-day spring tour, and then we take a slightly longer tour in the summer of 2 to 3 weeks. Last year we went up to Canada, up into the Canadian Rockies, and we just jumped on the bus and drove up the west coast and then came back down again. The year before we went across to Malaysia and then to Australia, and this year we're scooting up to Utah and Colorado for our summer tour.
I'm talking with Wesley Martin, who is conductor of the All-American Boys Chorus from California, who are going to be performing at Eastern Illinois University at the Doudna Fine Arts Center Saturday for a concert at 7:30. And we're talking to him here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
That was the familiar Edelweiss that comes from the musical The Sound of Music, and it was performed by the All-American Boys Chorus, who are based in Southern California, off of their CD called On Tour. They are, in fact, on tour. They are coming to our area for a concert Saturday night at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and I'll continue my conversation with their director, Wesley Martin, in just a moment here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. But first, I want you to perhaps think about how many musicians are making music today that you would never know about if it weren't for WILL. It might be somebody who you've heard on Victy Geronimo's show or on one of our many other classical programs here, an artist that is maybe new to the classical world or not, or it might be somebody like the All-American Boys Chorus. I mean, I don't mind telling you, I had never heard of the All-American Boys Chorus until I happened to see it on a calendar that I was perusing in preparation for this show. I'd heard of the American Boys Choir, American Boy Choir, actually it's called, but not this particular group, and I'm delighted to have made the discovery. They sound wonderful, as you are hearing, and their director seems to be a very thoughtful fellow, and you have the opportunity to co-hear them locally if you are within reasonable driving distance of Charleston. They're certainly in our listening area, and I try to put as many different artists of as many different kinds on this show, as long as they are performing locally. And it might be a local group, it might be a visiting ensemble like the All-American Boys Chorus. You have the chance to hear about them only because Live and Local exists on this public radio station. And we hope you agree that this program and this station are radio worth supporting. That this is music worth supporting in one way or another, whether it's by going out and hearing the concert live or by tuning into this station and then making your contribution, which you can do right now during our spring pledge period by phoning 217-244-0025 or making your contribution online at willpledge.org. We certainly say thanks very much for your support, and I want to say thanks to our general manager here, Mark Leonard. I think this might be the first time, although it seems unlikely, that we've been able to talk together during a pledge drive in there since we got this show going.
At least around this show, I think it is. I listen to the program pretty regularly. It's, it's nice, at least for a lot of people in their schedule, that it occurs during a noon hour. And so you may be traveling or eating your lunch at your desk or at home or wherever. And this may be part of your regular listening habit. I know it is for me. And what I've come to enjoy are the surprises that every day is kind of you wait to hear what's going to be on. The diversity of guests and musical style is runs the gamut. And it never fails to put a smile on my face, at least most of the time, in terms of the people and the music. And
except
when
I have barbershop, right?
Except barbershop.
Mark is not a barbershop musician.
It is not my favorite genre. That is true. But that idea of tuning in and not knowing what's going to happen next is one of the things that I think public radio does really, really well. Most radio is highly formatted. It is very predictable. It's the same artist. It's playlists. It's formats. It's jingles. It's all of that. Public radio is the opposite. We have a format, but I think our goal every day is to expose you to things that maybe you haven't heard before, whether it's a different composer or a different recording or a different musical style. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of our listeners have come to really, really value from WILL and from public radio. If you're one of those, if you consider the fact that every day we stretch with you every single day and you expand your horizons, why not support that service with a call right now at 244-0025? And do it now. It is a short drive. We'd like to keep making them as short as possible. And by not procrastinating, you will help us to do that. And perhaps your call and it will inspire others to make a call and to support. We ask you to put it on your charge card if possible, because that saves us the cost of billing you and makes it convenient to you. But if you'd like to set up a sustainer membership or an electronic funds transfer, we can arrange that also. But it all starts first with either you going to our secure website at willpledge.org and signing up as a member, or calling the pledge line at 244-0025.
willpledge.org, 244-0025, and the 217 area. Let's continue my conversation with Wesley Martin, who is the director of the All-American Boys Chorus, who are going to be in Charleston on Saturday. Do you have to go out and find kids to join the program, or do you have them beating down the doors in Southern California to participate in the chorus?
Well, it's going to sound a little strange, but it's a bit of both, really. On the one hand, in Southern California, because the weather is just so perfect all the time, and I don't want to say that to arouse any jealousy amongst your listeners, being in a boys' choir is not on the radar of a lot of kids down here. But on the other hand, there are families and boys out there who really want to do this, and they will seek us out. Or when they see us or hear us perform, they're very excited, and they'll come and tell me and line up auditions. So it's a mixed bag. It's a funny sort of thing.
And because you're not a resident school, it's not something where you're going to attract boys from across the country. They need to be going to school there, I assume.
That's true, yeah. Orange County is where just about all our boys come from. And Orange County here is quite large, a geographical area, and quite dense in parts too. But mainly they come from Orange County. And we are an after-school program, so the boys will rehearse one night a week for an hour, and then they'll do 3 hours on a Saturday morning. And then they'll do extra things that come along too. Concerts, of course, are extra things. But this particular touring group had extra rehearsals really get them working together as a team and having them gel, having their sound gel.
And besides their solo performances, meaning solo as a group, you also have done collaborations with symphony orchestras and even with operas like Opera Pacific.
Yeah, we love to collaborate. And being a boys' choir, it makes you extremely flexible to be able to go on stage and do La Boheme or Tosca or Carmen, and then turn around. We sang as part of the Pacific Symphony, which is our local professional symphony here, their 25th anniversary a few years ago with John Williams, singing the Exultate Justi he wrote for the movie Empire of the Sun. And we collaborate also with other groups around here, smaller groups. We sang with the Cincinnati Boys Choir when they were on tour out here just a few short weeks ago. So being a boys' choir makes you very flexible, and it's a blessing to be able to do all sorts of collaborations like that.
You say being a boys' choir, is that boys' choir as opposed to a mixed choir, or just as opposed to what?
Well, now I don't want to get in any trouble here. Boys,
You're going to get in trouble, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm digging my hole deeper and deeper. I think when it comes to boys' choirs and children's choirs, I like to think of it as different types of wine. You know, you've got your Pinot Grigio, you've got your Sauvignon Blanc and your Merlot. They're all great, they're all good, but they taste differently and they work for different sorts of food. And a children's choir, I used to work with the Australian Youth Choir, which is a children's choir, has that mixed boys, girls sound. But a boys choir has a very unique, not just sound, but also it's something different too. It's at an energy level. It's like an esprit de corps. Boys, parents that have had boys, they know what I'm talking about. I've got two sons, but if you don't have boys in your house, then you really don't sort of get it. But boys have, for instance, they'll go after those high notes with a lot of energy and a lot of vigor, and it produces a very unique ring in the voice that you can't replicate using, other types of voices. I'm really trying to dance around this one.
Well, people will just have to go and experience it for themselves if they really want to know what Wesley's talking about. It's a concert by the All-American Boys Chorus, Saturday night at 7:30 at the Dowden Fine Arts Center. in the wonderful Dvorak Concert Hall on Eastern Illinois University's campus in Charleston. 7:30 start for the concert. Box office number is area 217-581-3110. And if you want more information on the All-American Boys Chorus, their web address is TAABC, the All-American Boys Chorus, .org. And Wesley Martin is the music director and conductor for the last 10 years now, just about. And I've been pleased to have him on Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us on the show, and best of luck with the trip.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It was a real pleasure.
From the On Tour CD by the All-American Boys Chorus, some music from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. They're going to be giving a salute to America's music at Charleston's Doudna Fine Arts Center on Saturday night at 7:30. And you heard them here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, it's live at the Concertgebouw. Philippe Herravega conducts the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra on the program, Mozart's 35th Symphony, Mendelssohn's 3rd Symphony, and some concert arias by Mozart with soprano Mia Pearson. It's the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra on the evening concert at 7 o'clock tonight on FM 90.9. You can see villages, castles, and manors from Masterpiece and Mystery and more in England and Wales for 14 days beginning September 27th. Or, if American history appeals, board WYLL's Civil War train. Private vintage train cars leaving for the southern battlefields with historian Anthony Pitch, September 7th. Information is available at will.illinois.edu/willtravel or call 217-333-7300. Coming up in just a few moments, we will be having live in our studio members of the Arcadia Chamber Players, who are based in Champaign-Urbana, give us a preview of their spring concerts, which are happening Friday and Saturday in Urbana. But first, Reminder, this is our spring pledge drive. Day two, technically, we sort of canceled. Well, we did cancel day one because you were kind enough to send us enough money in advance that we felt we could do that. So we made the drive perhaps a little easier on you. But however, if you were not one of those folks who made the advance contributions, well, you have the hard part still to go, although in fact, it's not very difficult to make a contribution to WYLL and support programs like Live and Local. You just pick up the telephone and call 217-244-0025, or if you're at your computer or can get there easily, you can make your contribution there, and the web address is easy to remember. It's just willpledge.org. The important thing, though, is that rather than put it off till the end of this pledge drive, let everybody else know that we have your support, and that inevitably encourages other people to make their contributions. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. Mark Leonard is with me here in our studio before we hear the Arcadia Chamber Players.
Well, you know, Kevin, it is kind of like buying a season ticket for a daily concert series. And that would be a way to look at it. You're used to paying for admission to an event for a concert. But with public radio, you get a chance to listen first and then decide if you want to support it and at what level. So if you have enjoyed not only today's performance so far, but that this is a regular part of your listening enjoyment of WYLL, why not show your support by making that season's pass investment? This is a show that we started producing here at WYLL almost 3 years ago. Kevin and I were comparing notes.
A little over 3 years, actually.
Over 3 years. And it's amazing to think back on how time has flied. Flied? Flew? A lot of time's gone by quickly. and the initial goal of the show was modest enough, but the reality of executing it has turned into a lot more than perhaps Kevin and we realized to begin with. The idea of every single day bringing live performers into our studio, lining them up, organizing them, editing, recording and editing interviews is pretty rigorous. And Kevin does a lot of it single-handedly. In fact, the majority of it single-handedly. It is a labor of love, I think, for Kevin, because I think, you know, Kevin very much believes in local music and local arts. But at the same time, it would be gratifying to know that the audience is willing to support the show. We would love to be able to put some more resources into this program because we think it's a very important program for WYLL to produce. That's where you come in. That's what membership support is all about. You cast a vote and say, I like it, I want more of it, and yes, I'm willing to support it. And if you find yourself in that position, why not make that call right now and affirm it with a contribution at 244-0025 or go online to our website at willpledge.org.
Thanks, Mark. And well, the moment has come. We try to have live music on the show as often as possible, and we have for, I think, most of our 3 years had the chance to have members of the Arcadia Chamber Players on here. And in the case of today's program, we have two members and one guest. All the members are women, and every once in a while they let a guy come and play on a concert. And this time, Deborah Suter, who is their pianist, and it's also at her home, by the way, that the concert will take place, concerts will take place Friday and Saturday. And Mary Leathers Chapman, many people still know her as Mary Leathers in this community because she was, I believe, born and raised here in Champaign-Urbana. No, you weren't?
No.
Why did I think you were?
I don't know.
Well, explain yourself.
Well, I was born in Quincy, Illinois. I've lived in Illinois my whole life. And I came here to go to school, and I was one of those that was going to leave after a couple of years, and I'm still here.
There you go. Well, that's it then, yeah. You and I are in that same boat. Although,
right.
Did you come, you came here for undergraduate then?
For graduate.
For graduate. Well, then
yes.
We are in the same boat. We,
yes.
We did the same thing. And yet, well, I don't have a married name, so I just have my own name. Anyway, Mary Chapman is here. She's the flutist for the group, one of the founding members? Of Arcadia? Not quite.
Of the Chamber Players.
Of the Chamber Players, right. There's a story behind that, but we won't go into the whole history. Aaron Jacobs is the guest male who is going to be on this program, violinist. And you guys have always made a point of doing a mix of music that is at least maybe by a familiar composer or two, but then also some people that maybe even were discoveries for even yourselves. because we've talked before about how do you find some of this music. And there's one piece on here by a composer I'm not positive I've ever heard of myself, who's Alfred Uhl, U-H-L.
Right. He's a Viennese composer, and he must have been a clarinetist because he wrote a lot of music for clarinet, including what is a fairly well-known studies book for clarinet. He also wrote quite a bit of chamber music. He was born in 1909.
And one of your members, of course, playing her last concert with the orchestra. Well, I'm saying that because she also plays in the Prairie Ensemble, which I conduct, which all of you do as well. And it's going to be her last concert for that next week, but we'll talk about that next week. Marina Antoline is the clarinetist for this piece and for the Arcadia Chamber Players. And she's going off to Cameroon.
She'll be teaching in Cameroon at an American school in Cameroon, and she will be greatly missed here,
both for her
clarinet playing and her enthusiasm for the whole group.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. So that's a little concert or a little concerto for clarinet, viola, and piano.
Yes.
So that'll involve Jan Schleicher, who's also a member of the ensemble. You brought along another piece that I have heard this piece, but I'm guessing most listeners will not have. Something called a Madrigal Sonata by Bohuslav Martinů, a Czech composer.
Right.
Who discovered this one for yourselves?
I guess I did because I had the music and I played it many, many years ago. I can't even remember when or where, but I like Martinů. So, and this is actually the third Martinů piece that we have done. Two or three years ago, we did the flute, cello, piano sonata. I think it was last year that we did the clarinet, cello, and piano, and this year we're doing the flute, violin, and piano sonata, madrigal sonata, and it's kind of unusual in that it only has two movements. The first movement is an allegro, and then the second movement alternates between a moderato and allegro sections.
So the moderate, as it implies, is a more moderate tempo.
Right.
Unusual in that more often a sonata is going to have three or four movements.
Right.
Of sort of contrasting tempi. Aaron Jacobs, is this a piece that you had ever encountered before?
No, not at all. I've played some Martinů before, like he wrote some madrigals for violin and viola that are actually pretty well known. But no, I wasn't familiar with this piece at all, but I'm glad to be playing it now.
So when they called up and said, "Hey, you want to play this piece by Martinů?" Did you say, "Huh? What?"
No, I just I said, "Well, I wonder if it's anything like the madrigals I know," and it turned out that it wasn't at all. But well, besides the fact that it's a madrigal sonata, but
well, why is it called a madrigal sonata? Do we know that? I mean, a madrigal is typically a choral form, typically an old style choral form that has tra-la-la-la-la in it, you know. Now is the month of May. And that's the one of them I can think of.
Oh.
This is nothing like that, right?
No. We could try to bring that out if you want.
I don't know. You have to find it in there now. Find the tra-la moments and then just, you could voice them, you know, voiceover.
Right.
Well,
we haven't figured out why it's called a madrigal sonata.
I don't remember. There must be some reason. But maybe we'll send Mark Leonard out to go look that up in the while we're playing this. Well, I know you brought a movement to sample. It's one of the two movements. This will be performed live on Friday and Saturday at the home of Deborah Suter in Yankee Ridge in Urbana. Their spring concert for the Arcadia Chamber Players has now become a tradition to have the spring concert at your house. She teaches piano there. It's a lovely place to hear. She has a beautiful piano. And you even get dessert and coffee,
I believe, with your
reservations. And that those will be 7 o'clock starts for the concert. So first movement of the is it the first movement?
Yes, it is.
First movement of the Madrigal Sonata by Bohuslav Martinů. Aaron Jacobs is the violinist, Mary Chapman the flutist, and Deborah Suter the pianist. Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, and Paige Turner. Thank you. Opening movement of the Madrigal Sonata by Bohuslav Martinu with violinist Aaron Jacobs, flutist Mary Chapman, and pianist Deborah Suter. There is another movement to be heard in that piece, but we're not going to give that away because these folks would be very happy if you would attend their concert Friday and Saturday. The Arcadia Chamber Players will be playing the same program each night. It's a small space that they have available, so they repeat their spring concert Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock at the home of Deborah Suter. And if you would like to reserve, which is the only way you can get tickets to this, you should call. Actually, this is your house, I think.
Right.
Deborah's home number, which is area 217-384-0568, or you can email arcadiachamberplayers@gmail.com if you would like to attend that concert. Want to mention, before we have a recorded version of the piece that will actually close your program, remind listeners that we are in our spring pledge period here on FM 90.9, and your support is needed to be sure that we can continue to bring you programs like Live and Local. Well, there is only one Live and Local, frankly, on this radio station. All the other programs, most of the other programs, are classical music, or we have news and information. We do have a Prairie Home Companion as well. But Live and Local is unique on our program schedule, so that we hope if you're listening and enjoy the program that you will consider making a contribution, perhaps specifically to support this show. The phone number is 217-244-0025. Or our online address where you can make a contribution directly is willpledge.org. And Mark Leonard is with me. He's our general manager here at the WYLL stations for Illinois Public Media. And I think is this your first appearance in Studio F? Do you've actually gotten to hear one of these things live on the show?
I've heard it from outside the studio several times, and
it's a little different experience being right on top of
it. It is, and it's always interesting every day that there's usually a passel of musicians who are flowing through the building, and usually some odd vehicles outside, whether it be school buses or trailers or cars with instruments, and you never quite know what is going to happen at noon. And I think that most of the station is always kind of fascinated and looking and listening, because every day you do have kind of a rabbit up your sleeve. We don't know what's going to appear. And today's yet another one. We're exposed to something else that is part of our community that for many of us we may never have been aware of, first of all, and certainly never put faces and names with the music. And so it's been wonderful to meet all of you today. I'm sure for you, Kevin, it's kind of a high wire act without a net, in terms of not necessarily knowing any given day what is going to happen. I can only imagine that you have probably some stories that have occurred over the first 3 years of surprises and curveballs, Has it always gone like clockwork?
Mike Pritchard, who is our technical director for this and recording engineer, is probably making faces outside of the studio right now in absolute agreement that there are frequent curveballs. And it might be interesting to compile those. See, what he just said something in my ear. What was that, Mike? Oh, he says, no, not at all. The tongue was in both cheeks. He has a forked tongue on that one. That would be interesting to compile some of those stories. Well, for example, yesterday we had a bunch of trombonists playing. I thought they were going to be playing for most of half an hour, and they brought one song along. So, and took a long time. It was an involved setup and so on, and they sounded great. But because they were missing a couple of their players, the rhythm section, it was difficult to kind of recreate the arrangement in a live setting without those players. Mm-hmm. And so live radio and live music goes a couple of different ways. It can be absolutely magical, And it can also be a little surprising sometimes, whether you are the performers or whether you're the radio host, you have to roll with whatever happens. It certainly is a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. And I hope that comes through both for the performers who come in and also for the folks who get to do the show from the microphone side. If you are having fun by listening to it, please make your call to make a contribution right now. Area 217-244-0025. Or online at willpledge.org. We have support not only from our listeners, but also from 40 North 88 West, presenting the 10th Annual Boneyard Arts Festival, April 19th through the 22nd, with venues throughout the country. The festival, and I'm sorry, I said that the other day, throughout the county. It's only in Champaign County. The festival, in conjunction with the local business community, is a celebration of music, dance, arts, culture, and theater. Information on this year's festival is at 40north.org. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features five tasting stations with wines from around the world, followed by live old-time jazz from 7 to 9 p.m. with the Trad Jazz. I know that Arcadia Chamber Players have a couple of one other guest on the program, another violinist, Laura Hort, and your program will conclude Friday and Saturday with a familiar piece. Chamber musicians will probably know, and chamber aficionados will probably know, the C minor piano quartet of Johannes Brahms.
Right. The first two pieces, the first half, this Martinu and then the Ouh, are both fairly light and fun, and then the Brahms is a quite serious work by Brahms. It's in C minor. The first movement has just a feeling of sighing. The other movements, there's a beautiful cello solo in the third movement. It's just a really profound work.
Amy Flores is your cellist. She'll be featured on that one. As I said, Laura Hort guesting. So she's playing that piece then?
Yes.
And Aaron is the guest for the piece you just heard. And then Gian Schleicher will be in that piece as well.
Right.
And then, of course, you are the pianist.
Right.
It always seemed to me that it must be a really gratifying piece to play.
It is. It's a beautiful piece.
Is it as difficult as it sounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. Then I won't try it. Don't try that at home, people.
We do have two tickets to give away to Friday evening. Saturday is getting, it's not filled up yet, so feel free to call for reservations, but it's getting fuller. We have less people coming Friday, so we have two free tickets to give away. So if you call the number 384-0568, the first person to leave a message on my machine will get the two free tickets.
Although you did express the sentiment that you hope that these will be new people, because you're encourage new people to hear the Arcadia Chamber Players.
Right.
So as we often say, or used to say with regularity when we would give tickets away on our classical shows, if you've won recently, let somebody else have a chance.
That's good.
The number's 217-384-0568 if you'd like to get the tickets to see the Arcadia Chamber Players. The program is Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. And you can go on their website and get the exact address and directions and so on, arcadiachamberplayers.org.com.
Org, I believe.
Actually shows up here as arcadiachamberplayers.squarespace.com, but I think it just shows up if you do .com. Any event, Mary Chapman, Deborah Suter, Aaron Jacobs, thanks for coming in and playing for us here on Live and Local.
Thank you. Thanks for having
thanks.
Us.
WYLL is member-supported radio, a service of the College of Media at Illinois. This is 90.9 WYLL FM in HD Urbana with transmitters W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. Make your contribution now. Call us at 217-244-0025 or pledge online at willpledge.org. Here's a little bit of a recorded performance, not by the Arcadia Chamber Players, of the Scherzo from the C minor piano quartet of Johannes Brahms.